Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm grateful to be speaking with you today. My name is Jeremy Auble. I'm the associate pastor at Clear Branch UMC here in Trustville, Alabama, and surely appreciate your willingness to tune in. I pray that you've been doing that on a regular basis, enjoying the content that's being produced as we read together and discuss these things on a weekly basis. Choosing from the lectionary this week, I had the opportunity to look through Psalm 139, one of my favorite psalms, and chose the first six verses as what I would focus on in our discussion today. So let us read together Psalm 139, 1 through 6. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. There's something comforting about the recognition that our God knows us in such an intimate fashion. Sometimes we like to think of ourselves as being known only by those that we choose to reveal things to, our spouses, our friends, our family. But in this instance, God knows us even better than we may know ourselves. The very nature of our God, His abundant knowledge, His omniscience and omnipresence, provide for Him the means by which He may not only know me in this fashion, but that He may know you in this fashion. There can be a little bit of disconcertedness that comes in that, right? There are certainly parts of us that we wish were less known. Maybe words we say, things we think, and many of those things we're able to hide away within ourselves. And yet our God knows us so very, very well. This scripture brings to mind so many places in my life where I have been totally and utterly amazed at the very nature of our God. To think that He is aware of where I am, of when I stand up and when I go, of when I lay down, when I rest, that He is acquainted with my ways, and that He even knows the words on my tongue before I can even speak them, provides great insight into the depth and the breadth and the height and the width of the very nature of our God. And yet, I think it also evidences the finite nature of me as one of God's creations. That though I may feel as though I operate independently, that though I may wonder about the amount of control that I have over the things that I encounter, the people that I deal with and interact with, the simple truth is that God is interwoven in every part of me, every part of the interactions that I have, and that He is aware of these things. I wonder if we really consider that to be a wonderful thing, or are we ashamed of the things that we wrestle with? Do we believe that we can keep them hidden? I thought a story from my childhood might be relevant in this context. When I was a little boy, I would get in trouble on occasion. I'm sure none of you wound up in situations like that where you were in trouble. Me, being the exception, I suppose, would often hide under the kitchen table. For whatever reason, I was convinced that if I hid under the table, not only would my parents not find me, especially if I pulled the chairs in close, tucking them in their normal places when no one was sitting at the table, but I also believed for some reason that God could not see me under the table either. And so when I was ashamed of something, when I was upset about something, when I was overwhelmed by something, I would crawl under the table and I would lay on my back with the legs of the chairs surrounding me and look up at the bottom of the table. Now, these days, I don't hide under tables very much. But I think that that small boy still exists in some ways within my nature. That there are times when I would like to be able to escape the prying eyes of people around me, or maybe even the ability of God to understand me so intimately. And yet at the same time, there's great comfort that comes when we recognize that our God loves us enough to see these parts of us and still consider us worthy of his love and his grace, even the very sacrifice of his Son, who left heaven and came to earth to dwell among us, to be the perfect example of humanity, and also the perfect bearer of the image of God the Creator. That simple truth is, in fact, something that brings me comfort, that it's not about the things that I can get right, that it's not about my ability in any form or fashion, but instead, it's about the abundant grace of our great God. It takes the idea of a God that sees us and knows us so intimately, something that may be fear-inducing if we don't necessarily understand who it is that God is and who it is that God desires us to be. And it transforms it into a safety blanket, into an opportunity for us to perceive, to feel, and to exist within the palpable presence of our God, the God that knows us, the God that loves us, the God that desires to recognize where we are and who we are, and who, even in spite of the brokenness that we may feel and that we may experience, offers up himself so that one day we may dwell eternally with him. What a powerful message. What a message of relevance in this day and in this age, when our isolation and our quarantine, when our separation and our experience in the world around us can lead us to a place where we feel separate. We are never separate from our God. We are never away from him. He is always with us. And this can become an awesome place of comfort. So I wonder, as we seek God's word and God's will and God's way in the midst of this time, do we remember how close he is to us? Do we remember that he keeps an eye on us? Do we understand that he does that out of a desire to hem us in, sometimes even from ourselves, to save us and to be at work within us as Christ was at work in the world? Yes, this knowledge is in fact so much greater than anything that I can comprehend on my own. And I'm pretty certain that most of you will agree that it's beyond your ability to comprehend on your own too. And so in this day, in this time, as we consider this scripture, may we find not only comfort but peace in recognizing that we serve a God, that we are created by a God, and that we are called into relationship by God because he knows us, because he made us, and because he desires to be in connection with us, even in spite of the things that we fall short with, even in spite of the ways that we don't get it right. How wonderful it is that our God exists in a way that we can comprehend in small part, and yet how wonderful it is that he is so much greater than our knowledge can ever fully fathom. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you are able to search us and know us. We are grateful that you are with us when we sit and when we rise up, that you know our thoughts even from afar. Father, we are thankful for the fact that you know our path, that you know our lying down, and that you are acquainted with our ways. And we are grateful that you hem us in before and behind, and that you lay your hand upon us. Father, we are even grateful that you are so much greater than anything that we can fully comprehend. And it is because of these things, because of your love and your grace and your work in and through us, that we have the opportunity to experience you. And that is something that we are grateful for above and beyond. Father, we know that you are God and that we are not. And Father, we submit ourselves to you, placing our future, placing our past and our present in your hands. In these moments of isolation and separation, May we be absolutely surrounded by your peace and your presence. And in that, may we find joy and confidence that you are God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Amen and amen.